You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Anybody who knows me knows that there are two things that I love in life: video games and food. I mean that's not counting my wife and my kids, obviously. Similarly to video games, as I've gotten older, my taste in food has changed and become more sophisticated. Last weekend, after taking my family to the ballet, we went out to a really nice dinner, and I finally got the guts to try a food I've been wanting to try for a long time. Escargot. Yes, snails. Snails and garlic butter. And you know what? It was kind of delicious. I kind of loved it. I love to try new foods, especially when traveling. From halibut in Alaska to mussels in the south of France to the best hamburger I've ever had in my life, the Presburger in Washington, D.C. So I've been working on a bucket list, specifically for foods I want to try in my lifetime. Does that make me old that I'm making a bucket list? Things like a slice of New York pizza, sushi in Japan, or lobster in Maine. Life is too short not to try new things, and I want to go and eat them all. Sometimes you see an upcoming game and think that it looks super interesting, but when you finally get your hands on it, it doesn't live up to your expectations, or it just doesn't vibe with you for whatever reason. Games like Somerville or 12 Minutes are recent examples of a game that I was excited for and excited to check out, but just didn't hit in the way that I wanted them to. When I first saw the trailer for Pentiment, I was thinking, that might be the same thing. I knew that it looked unique and interesting, but I was preparing myself for something that maybe wasn't going to click with me. Happily, I was wrong, because Pentiment is a brilliant, unique, and wonderfully written game. Set in 16th century Bavaria, the game tells the story of Andreas Mahler, an aspiring artist who is serving an apprenticeship at a small abbey in the town of Tassing, where he spends his days transcribing manuscripts and working on his masterpiece in his off time. When a nobleman comes to town with some radical religious ideas and a troubled history with the townsfolk, the entire community gets thrown into disarray. The next morning, someone is found murdered in the abbey, and one of the brothers is accused of the crime. Believing in his friend's innocence, Andreas takes it upon himself to investigate the murder and find out who the true killer is. As far as story setups go, this one is pretty, pretty good. The gameplay feels like a bit of a hybrid between a narrative adventure and an RPG, with most of the time spent walking around and speaking to the people of Tassing, with narrative choices guiding your way. But there's also a bit more freedom than a typical game of that genre would give you, allowing you to venture off of the beaten path and take on side quests for certain townsfolk. When the game begins, you'll also choose some key elements of Andreas's backstory, which will open up different conversational options and guide you down certain paths. For example, you can choose which country he's visited, which may allow you to understand the Italian language and references, or choosing what he studied at university, theology, law, medicine, which gives you specific knowledge in certain situations. And really, it's these conversations that really make Pentiment shine. So many games say that the choices you make affect the outcome of the game, but it's usually, you know, funneling you to one of just a few possible outcomes. In Pentiment, I got the impression that the choices that I made carved out a truly unique narrative that went down a different path every few minutes. When speaking with someone you suspect might be involved in the murder, do you take an aggressive tone to try and force the information out of them? Or play it nice and hope that they volunteer that information? And depending on your tactics, you will befriend or anger characters, which can have ramifications throughout the rest of the game. As someone who can stress out about decisions in a video game, Pentiment really takes it to the next level with a feeling that every conversation and interaction could dramatically alter the outcome of the game. The way in which the story and its characters are written is also absolutely top-notch, with an attention to detail that shows that the writers truly had a passion for this time period, which both makes the world feel very authentic and makes the characters feel real with interesting and fleshed out stories of their own. Whether you're speaking with the nuns of the abbey or the peasants working the fields, each character is unique and interesting and has a part to play in this story. A story which spans decades and had me on the edge of my seat like a brilliant novel. It's truly one of the more interesting settings and stories that I've experienced in a video game in quite a while. And if you happen to be a real history nerd, you are going to eat this up with a spoon. I'm kind of burying the lead here, though, because I haven't spoken about the art style yet, which, quite frankly, is in a league of its own. I'm no art historian, obviously, so I can't speak to it in great detail, but imagine some of the paintings that you may have seen from the late medieval period, and you've got an idea of what you're going to see here. It's like an art exhibit come to life, and it's really kind of amazing to see. I can't overstate how much this visual presentation adds to the entire experience, drawing you into this time and this place in a way that, you know, realistic graphics just wouldn't be the same. The music also aids in the immersion with a period accurate soundtrack. I really hope that the design team at Obsidian gets the kudos that they deserve, because it's really quite an accomplishment. All of that is in service, though, of ultimately what is just one hell of a story. The setting, the characters, and the writing are all masterfully done. It's the video game equivalent of a page-turner. I couldn't wait to get back home from work each day to play and see what was going to happen next. And the payoff is tremendous, with a touching and satisfying final act. Ultimately, Pentiment is a game about time. As you try to piece together clues to solve the mystery, you realize that, like in life, there just isn't enough time to do everything that you need to do. It's about how time can pass us by in the blink of an eye, and how time can be cruel, but it can also heal some wounds. And ultimately, how time keeps moving. You cannot go back and undo the decisions that you've made. You need to find ways to just keep moving forward. And time will keep moving. even after we're long gone. Pentiment holds a special place for me alongside games like Firewatch and Outer Wilds, games that go beyond the usual video game fare and tell a beautiful story that touches on themes that will stick with you long after the credits roll. I do completely understand how some people might bounce off of this game. I've seen a lot of people say that they've tried it and just couldn't get into it. I get that. You know, the subject matter and the gameplay won't be for everybody. It's a lot of reading. There's no voice acting, so you got to be okay with that. But if what I've talked about so far piques your interest at all, I highly, highly recommend you give it a shot if you have the time. This week, to end the show, I want to give a shout out to somebody who I've known and respected for several years now. Khalif Adams is the host of the Spawn On Me podcast and is not only one of the nicest dudes around, but he also has one of the most important gaming podcasts around. So many content creators will use their platform to just talk about video games and have a good time. And that's perfectly fine. That's kind of what we're doing here. But Khalif has spent his career doing more and shining a spotlight on people of color in the community and promoting diversity, as well as discussing important social issues and doing charity work. He's one of those guys that gives 100% in everything that he does. His production value and his work ethic are unmatched. He also just so happens to be hosting his own Game Awards show, known as the Spawnies, which will air on January 30th. The guy really blows me away at every level. In an industry where a creator could just stream Call of Duty or Fortnite on Twitch 5 days a week and get thousands of views, he's earning something far more important than clicks and subs: the respect and admiration of his peers. So do me a favor and go listen to Spawn On Me. It's available everywhere that you listen to podcasts. I also hear he's a pretty good cook. Thank you for listening to Midlife SideQuest. You can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow us on Twitter and Hive, where we go by Midlife SQ. So until next week, stay positive and keep playing.